As we've said, Shabbos, an amazing thing about the Shemone Esrei of Shabbos, we're going to point out another amazing thing, is that each of the three Shemone Esreis have a different theme, which is something we find only on Shabbos, even Yom Kippur. We don't find a different Shemone Esrei for its powerful tefillos. And we also mentioned that every Shemone Esrei relates to different theoretical, different historical Shabbos. The Shabbos of what? Of Bereishis. That's the Friday night tefillah. The Shabbos of Matan Torah, of receiving the Torah. That's the Shabbos day tefillah. And of course, the Shabbos of Lasid Lava, Yom Shekula Shabbos. The day that's only Shabbos is what we talk about in Mincha. You know, after that opening paragraph in our regular Shemone Esrei, which is always different, like we've said, in Friday night and Shabbos morning, we speak some psukim, some verse from the Torah. And then, which we're going to focus on now, we mention a paragraph which really is shared by all the Shemone Esreis. Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. I'm going to read some of it in English. And what's interesting about this paragraph, we of course know that we don't make, what don't we say? What don't we do on Shabbos? One of the things, what don't we ask for? We don't make bakashot, right? All week long we pray for our parnasa, our livelihood, our health, our sustenance, political candidates, maybe. I hope not. But anyway, right? But on Shabbos, we don't make such bakashot. Shabbos yimilizok. Even when we say, we don't say refuah shleima on Shabbos. We don't say you should be well. We say Shabbos yimilizok. It's, we refer to the person being not well. We say Shabbos yimilizok. It's Shabbos from, instead of milizok, from crying out. We don't cry out on Shabbos, but when it comes to Shemone Esrei, we make a lot of bakasha. Let's see. First we say, may you be pleased with our rest. That's the bakasha. Sanctify us with your commandments, and grant us a share in your Torah. Satisfy us from your goodness, and gladden us with your salvation. And entirely bein alav decha b'emes, purify our hearts to serve you sincerely. With love and favor, grant us your holy Shabbos. So this whole paragraph, which again, this is a paragraph which is shared in all the Shemone Esreis, we very much make bakashot. So the basic explanation to that is these are bakashot. What's different about these requests? What's different about them? Anybody wake out there? We're asking for ruchnias. We're not allowed to ask for gashmias on Shabbos. We don't ask for physical things, but spirituality we very much are allowed to ask for, as we see very clearly here. So Shabbos is a good time to ask for spiritual things. Help, Hashem, help me. Help me to be an Adam Gadol. Help me to be a great person. Help me to be successful in this next week ahead. Help me to learn the lessons from last week. Okay? Now, just for a moment, it's a very fascinating thing. Although, as we said, the structure of Shemone Esrei of Shabbos is an opening first paragraph, which is different in all the Shemone Esreis. And then we have this standard paragraph, but does everybody know that there is a slight difference, according to our minhag, in this paragraph, which we just focused on, between all the Shemone Esreis, which is this word. Here we say Friday night, Vayinuchu va, and rest on it, in the feminine form. On Shabbos day, what do we say? The same exact paragraph, but then we say Vayinuchu Vo, in it, in the masculine. Finally, at Mincha, we say, Ve'yinuchu vom, in them. So this is a very fascinating, another difference, a subtle difference, but certainly relevant difference between the different Shemone Esreis. Vo, the easy way to say it, the fast way to say it is, Vo, ba, bo, bum. Ba, bo, bum. Sounds like a children thing. Ba, bo, bum, right? So what's going on with that? Why do we make this subtle change? The first thing we said, we're referring to big things. Why this change of bo-bum? So there are many deep mystical explanations in this. Perhaps next week we'll give a different one, a deeper explanation. But I want to say one that I saw recently, which is, I believe, a push-up shot, which is by Rav Leib Mintzberg, who is a great gadol, alive and well today in Me'asharim, Yeshiva Mitzuyonim. You can go visit him. I've never seen him myself, but he's a great man. He has a whole book on Shabbos. So he says like this. At the beginning of Shabbos, why do we say va in it? Because Shabbos, the word is feminine, and we're referring to the whole Shabbos which is ahead of us. We have a whole Shabbos ahead of us. So, Ve'inuchu Va, help us rest on this Shabbos, this very Shabbos, which is ahead of us, which is Lashon Nekeva, Va, on it. Shabbos day already, we passed through the night. What's in front of us? Yom HaShabbos, the day of Shabbos. Yom is, of course, Zachris, masculine, so we're referring to it. Bo. And by Mincha, what's our request? We've already passed basically through this Shabbos, but we're requesting for future Shabbosos. That's Bum. Va. This Shabbos in front of us. Bo. The Shabbos day that we're in front of right now in the morning. And at Mincha, Bum for all the future Shabbosos. So, Bum?
Feminine. Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Bum. So should have said bum. Reb Gil's asking, it should have said bun. I hear. Very good. Okay, Reb Gil, perhaps next week we'll have an answer to Reb Gil's question and we'll offer a deeper explanation of the va, ba, ba, bo, bum issue if I can figure it out. Have a great day.